Blog Talk Radio.
Monday, November 14th, 2016. It is Season 3, Episode 11, MJJ Talk with John and Jovanko.
MJJ Talk with John and Jovanko is being presented in part by KFC Kentucky Fried Chicken. When the Colonel says nobody does chicken like KFC, he meant it because it's so good. They say finger looking good for a reason. This is a podcast being presented in Adobe Surround Sound Audio.
Jovanko. It has been a long time since we were last on air. Last time we weren't on air was the day after the election when Donald Trump was elected as the 45th president of the United States and the president-elect.
What a day that was. And the aftermath, holy cow.
And I think that's where we are today. That's what our show is mostly about today, Jovanko. About really... what's happened since? Do you want to start us off?
Well, basically, in a nutshell, what happened was there was great enthusiasm, great promise, great joy on one side that this ultimate feat has been achieved by Donald Trump. And I have to say, 24 hours before the election, a lot of people on that side were down in the dumps. They thought that, you know, they would lose or it would come very close and by a very small margin, and that the polls were unfair, that it would be so rigged, that he didn't stand a chance. Well, like we said last show, holy shit, who knew? He won the Electoral College vote. I still say he won the popular vote, and that's something that the Democrats don't want to let go. So that side at the aftermath was very enjoyable. There have been a few cases where Trump supporters in the name of Trump have been very very loud in their bigotry, have made racial comments, racial slurs, made prejudice actions, and that's very disappointing and sad. However, on the other side, there have been constant, violent, loud protests that have turned to riots ever since he was elected. People have been crowding on Fifth Avenue, especially in front of Trump Tower. The security at Trump Tower has increased beyond what anyone would have thought of for a new president-elect, more than any other president-elect in the history of the country. And people have been beating each other, burning cars. Anyone that has voted for Trump is being beaten or harassed, and the violence has just been unreal, unacceptable, highly disrespectful, and everyone just needs to take a deep breath and accept the results and hope for
you know,
the best and be positive. We're not seeing that.
You know, our show, I mean, you can read in our shows, you know, about our show. You can read our notes that we have on our website. We always say, this show, we remove the emotion from politics and we have a conversation because you got to remove the emotion. Because debates lead to anger and frustration. That's not healthy. And we are here to disagree, but we're here to have a conversation, because MJJ Talk is the place for conversation, as Jovanko says in our opening ad. So something I'll say is, and I've had a conversation with this with many people, and I'll say a few. I'm going to say one thing first. I'm going to just comment on Jovanko's thing. I have to say it's a two-way street, Jovanko. There are small minority groups of people that are bigots, that are Trump supporters. And, you know, Donald Trump said yesterday on 60 Minutes to stop that, to that that's not helping our country move forward, and he does not support that. When it comes to the protesters, some professional, I saw the ads online where they're willing to pay up to $16 for people to protest, burn flags, say, fuck Trump, to say he's not my president. That's also un-American. We need to be united together. And we've said this before the election, after the election, Jovanko. Doesn't matter what happens on Tuesday of last week. We said we got to move forward no matter what and unite together if you're happy or not. But we have to give the president a chance. And we have to come together, Jovanko.
That's right. That's right. We can no longer be this divided nation.
And I will say one last comment. I'm not, you know, everyone knows who I voted for. I've said it strongly on this show since June of last, when the show started. It does not, and when people ask me who I voted for, I'll say this. No matter who I voted for, Jovanko, I could have voted for Donald Trump, and Democrats are going to rail me and say I'm racist and a bigot and all this. If I voted for Hillary Clinton, Republicans will say I'm not a Republican. I am against everything that I believe in. If I voted for Gary Johnson, people would say you're not educated. He doesn't know anything about foreign policy. Why would you do that? You're throwing your vote away. If you abstained from the election and did not vote in the category of president, people would say, you know, how dare you throw away a vote? You're not this, a Republican or Democrat. You are just throwing your vote away and just having that other person win. You are not, no matter how you voted in this election, you are going to be stereotyped. You are going to be criticized. But let me just say something. For the people that say they want to have a conversation, let me tell you something. My best friends here in Boston, some of them visited me before the election, and we had a small hangout. We had dinner because some of my friends are on the UMass Boston soccer team. And they're Latino. They're African-American. Some are white. Some are whatever. We're all different. We're diverse. And they all came to my apartment before we went out to dinner to talk because they wanted to talk politics for the first time because the election was coming up. So we talked politics. They wanted to talk to me about politics, and they see my Trump stuff here. But that means nothing because they know I was a Trump supporter. So they asked me how I was going to vote. And I said I was going to vote. They told me how they were going to vote. But then we had a conversation about the issues. We talked about immigration. We talked about taxes. We talked about cities. And the thing is, we found compromise. We found the problem with the issues. They didn't agree with the person I was supporting. They did not agree on the full extent of how we were going to solve the issue. But they noted that there was an issue. I saw why they were supporting who they were supporting, and I saw that the issue, and we compromised. Now, that is what this show does, and that's how a healthy political debate is supposed to be done. We are friends. We love each other as boys. But the thing is, Jovanko, at the end of the day, we had a common respect because we know each other. And that's the problem with society today. If you bring up politics, you are going to be criticized. You are going to be stereotyped. And that's what's wrong with this country today.
You're absolutely right. You know, you used to have, back in the day, a few things you didn't talk about, or a couple things were religion and politics, but when you have a conversation with your family and your close friends, that's how it always used to be. In some cases, it still is, like in your case. You find common ground, you have agreements, you have disagreements, you respect one another, you respect who they're voting for, because we all have the right to vote. We have people now that will beat you for who you voted for. We have people who will harass you for who you're voting for. And it's been made evidently clear in this election, the duration of this election. And what us we have made in the past 2 years, it has been unbelievable. This country should be united. We should give the electee a chance. We need to give him a chance.
The media is also playing a role in this.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes, 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 yes. For as long as Obama is in, the media will twist and turn things. I kind of do like seeing all the other media news outlets like ABC, MSNBC, CNN, Clinton News Network, all these different channels, CBS, and I just love to see how I want to see their reaction. I would love to see their reaction. When I saw their reaction, absolutely no respect. No respect. It was always the question of, what is he going to do? How far is he going to go with this? Blah, 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 blah. It was just like amazing to me. No one can accept the result. But to be fair, if it went the other way, in a way, I evidently would have to accept it. I wouldn't be kicking and screaming about it, but yeah, I wouldn't like it. You don't have to like the result, but you can accept it. Accepting, it makes things a lot, I wouldn't say easier, but smoother. And there's not this toxic, hatred-filled conflict that we're seeing now. What we're seeing is something, is like civil war. We've never seen anything like this since the civil rights movement. Haven't seen anything like it since then.
You know, I've seen and heard things as well. And it's a two-sided thing, as I was saying. And on both sides, it needs to stop. And the only way that it will stop is if we remove the emotion and get on with with the election. And what that is about is coming together and talking policy. That's the only way we can get on and move along. Right, Jovanko?
Absolutely. So, with about half the show gone, half the show left, so that was our basically general synopsis and concerns about the conflict between the two sides. Now I want to get on to the question. Is President-elect Donald J. Trump going to do all what he said he was going to do? In what extent, looking at the issues? So I've seen bits and pieces of the 60 Minutes interview. I'm waiting for on YouTube for the whole thing to come up. I haven't seen it yet.
I saw the full.
If I don't watch television, all I do is go on my laptop, and I have to say this election's been very live stream, and all the rallies are posted on YouTube, and it's actually been very helpful for me because in college I don't watch television, or at least I try. I don't have time to, basically. But anyway,
terrible.
I've seen bits and pieces of the. I've seen bits and pieces of the 60 Minutes interview, and I have to say I'm very pleased with this new job, this new service, something he's never done before. There comes complications and negotiations as far as Washington is concerned. So, John, I want you to go through the issues, and you've heard some of the things that I've heard. What is his stance on immigration based on the 60 Minutes interview? Is he going to keep that wall, and what extent?
Well, he said there's going to be a wall going up, and she said, well, what does that mean, a fence? And he said, maybe there's going to be parts that's going to be a fence, but there's going to be a wall.
And what about the people that have come in here illegally?
He said
what
you have to deport the people that are here of crime, violent people. You have to get rid of them immediately. 2 to 3 million people, they have to leave. You can't have them on our street.
He's either going to deport them or incarcerate.
They're going to have to go back.
Yeah.
And immediately there's going to be tax relief.
Right. And that he also said that there was a determination for the remainder of those people. Explain a little bit of that to me because I'm a little bit confused. Does he mean the people that are not criminals that came here illegally? Are they going to be given a chance for citizenship? What kind of determination is he looking at here, John? For those
I think it's the impact on the economy.
Okay.
So I think if people are making a positive impact on our economy and society, that there's a chance they'll be able to stay.
Now, looking at social issues, he is gearing to anoint the Supreme Court justices to undo the Supreme Court ruling that about the Roe versus Wade. He's looking to undo that. Do you think that is a good decision? How far do you think he will go with that? Because he did make it specifically clear in one of the debates that the idea of abortion that he does not like and does not stand for was having a woman receive an abortion basically at the last minute at the 9th month.
Well, yeah. I mean,
what extent is he? So when he says he's going to appoint the Supreme Court justices to undo Roe versus Wade.
Well, they're going to be pro-life.
So they're going to be pro-life. Now, does that mean bringing it back to the state? Decision.
I think so. That might be bringing it back to the states. However, I'm not 100% sure. I mean, I know he's pro-life, and I think there's a problem of taxpayer funding paying for those abortions. I think that's number one. So it's going to be interesting.
Okay. Now he said all the other Supreme Court rulings have been put through, for example, marriage equality. He actually stated that he has no problem with those. Those won't be changed at all. He's perfectly happy and fine with the way those are put in place.
Yes.
So that was very good to hear, I thought. I mean, I can see someone's argument that it should be put towards the states, but honestly, I'm all for marriage equality. So, obviously, I'm a product of that, but I'm very happy and pleased to hear that he won't undo any of those changes. So, what is he looking at as far as the economy? What is he looking
for? Tax cut right away, Chivanko. There's going to be a tax cut right away. And it's going to help the middle class.
Now, regulations and tax cuts, release of regulations and tax cuts made for small businesses and what, and certain tax corporations, so they can come into our country, host in our country, create business in our country, and make it easier for them to compete with other companies. Is that also what he said he's going to do? Because that was like part of the biggest backbone of this campaign.
Which was?
Economy stability, making America
wealthy.
And
he is, it's going to be, you know, bringing jobs back to the United States, putting taxes on companies that choose to leave. Rewriting the tax code so everyone pays their fair share. I mean,
right.
Donald Trump knows the problems, and it's time that he, you know, goes out there and says, that's not right, we're going to fix that.
So, explain to me, Obamacare, he is repealing and replacing it with the exception of two parts that he is keeping. One of them which you can be living with your parents and under the insurance, their insurance, until the age of 26.
That's great.
That part means clearly he's keeping. There's another part. Can you catch the second part that he was keeping?
No, I didn't. I know he was keeping parts of it. I didn't know he was keeping that 26-year-old thing, which is great to hear.
That was one of the things he was keeping.
So, I don't know that second.
I'm going to try and find out the second part for next show. But he is repealing and replacing it with the exception of those two things. Now, here's the biggest one. What is he going to do about Hillary Clinton? Do you think he's going to prosecute her?
Well, Chivanko, I've heard from sources that Barack Obama's final days in office, he might give her a blank pardon.
Now, a blank pardon, John, can't someone argue a blank pardon because there have been no charges pressed? How can he pardon someone where there haven't been any charges pressed upon?
Because I believe a blank pardon would give her immunity for any issues that come up in the foreseeable future.
So
does that make sense?
So Trump has basically come to the final conclusion that he can't necessarily do anything about it.
If he gives her a pardon.
Now, what if he, for some odd reason, doesn't?
Then it's fair game. It would be fair game. And I think that they would look into it. They'd look into it because of law and order.
Okay. Who is really hot on to do it and is barking more about it now at this point than Donald, now president-elect is Rudy Giuliani. I think some of those guys are scared that he might not even bother with it when that time comes.
Who?
Donald.
Well, we'll have to see. I think if they get the pardon, that would be interesting. Then that would be a good conversation piece.
Mm-hmm. I feel like something needs to be done. Something absolutely needs to be done. No,
I think there would be something done if they found something, Giovanco, because, you know, it's not right for someone to get away with that.
No, it's not. We've looked at a lot of these things that have been happening since the election night, well, actually since our last show, and we've wrapped it all in a nutshell, and just I can't wait to watch the full interview in 60 minutes.
It was good. He's not. Donald Trump is not going to take any of the salary, Giovanco, except for a dollar.
Oh, that's another one. That's another one. He didn't even know. Out of all the things he knew, he didn't know the salary that the President of the United States received, which is kind of funny. So when it was told to him, it's a total of, what, for 4 years?
$400,000.
$400,000
a year.
He's $400,000 a year. He said, I'll just take a dollar a year.
Because he has to.
Holy Toledo. Well,
yeah, it was really interesting.
Well, we got 2 minutes left, John. Boy, did that go.
And you know what that means. It does, Giovanco. It really does. Can you give us final words, Giovanco?
Respect one another. Do not become so hate-filled and so violent. You may disagree with the results, but you need to respect and accept them and give the president-elect a chance. You need to focus on what you are doing in your own life and think positive to doing what you are doing. And you can speak out, you can protest, but always protest and speak out peacefully, nonviolent, and look forward for better things to come. Don't always be so negative. Turn this into a positive thing.
Giovanco couldn't have said it better. All I have to say is peace, love leads to happiness. Giovanco, what are you up to for the rest of the week?
Working. School. That's it.
I got 2 exams. I need the best of luck from everyone. I got an exam tomorrow and then an exam on Wednesday. Thank you, Giovanco. So listen, we'll have a show, episode 12, this Wednesday. MJJ Talk will be back. We're going to bring you all the news, all the clips. I hope everyone has a great next 2 days. Thanksgiving is around the corner. Be thankful for something and do something that you enjoy every single day. Good night, Giovanco.
Good night.